والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون، صدق الله العظيم. Elders and dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us hearts to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make an effort on our heart to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the sifat, attributes of Allah. Among the attributes and sifat and the names of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hakim, the All-Wise. Wisdom belongs to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Every action, so to say, every decision of Allah, every action of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is power packed with wisdom and hikmat. فعل الحكيم لا يخلو عن الحكمة. The action of the one that is Al-Hakim and All-Wise is never void and empty and free of wisdom. The only thing Allah Ta'ala has given us, myself, yourself, is management skills to manage our lives, to plan our lives, to make tadbir. We plan our lives, we plan our day, we plan our future, and we plan our qabr also, we plan our akhirat also. Not that we plan only our dunya. Very important that we sit with our families and ask the wife, what is the purpose of your life? What is the purpose of my life? Why are you married? Why are we staying together? What's the future about? And wait for the answers, my dear brothers. Have we made the niyat of our life? Has my wife made the niyat of her life? The only thing we hear about is, don't talk about death. And if I die, will you remarry? Oh my wife, oh my daughter, what's the niyat of your life? What are we here together for? What are we planning? What are we designing? We are here together to plan and design our qabr, to do the lighting, to do the decor, to do the bedding, to do the carpet, to do the curtains. You want the big screen there in the qabr also, we can see our jannat. Otherwise, life becomes with no purpose. We're just living together. The next function, the next occasion. No hikmat, no wisdom. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us only management skills how to manage our lives. Final decision belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How the day will fare, what will happen today, I have my plan already. But we find more than often, it doesn't go according to plan. Allah's decision is final and full of hikmat and wisdom. Why it's happening, what's behind the scenes, what's the reason behind it? We have different people, statistics, analyzing things, having their opinions, trying to come to some conclusions. The conclusion, the beginning, the end of it all is Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah is controlling. Everything is within the control of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The way we hear the fake news nowadays around us, as if there's so much happening in the world right now, that they want us to speak about them, to talk about them. Fake, real news has become fake, and fake news has become real. We don't know what is real or what is fake. My own life, whether I'm living a fake life or a real life, whether I'm living a fake life or a real life, no one likes to be lied to be cheated. But the biggest fake, the biggest cheat is me, myself and I. Lying to myself, believing what I am speaking, what I am hearing, what Allah is saying, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, what the ummah should be doing right now, what is the condition of the ummah. Once somebody went to Mawlana, Imamul Hasan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, was Amir of Tabligh. Hazrat, you're sending jamaats all over the world. Why don't you see the news? Why don't you read about the news? What's happening in this country? There is a tsunami, this happening, that happening. So why don't you see what's happening in the news and accordingly you can send jamaats there? Hazrat Ji gave one reply, may Quran baratahu. I read Quran Sharif, al-haqqul mubeen, absolute truth. Nothing fake in there. Hazrat, what is in Quran Sharif? There's nothing there really to understand what's happening in the world. See, through Quran Sharif, I know each country, how deep they are in sin, how deep they are in obedience, how far from Allah, how close to the commands of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Accordingly, I know what kind of jamaat to send. Send tashkili jamaat, usuli jamaat, youth jamaat, 4-month jamaat, 7-month jamaat. seniors, youngsters, accordingly. I said, how you know? He said, Quran is everything. We understand from Quran Sharif. That is. So my life, whether it really is fake, whether it's true, and how we say it also, I don't want to lie to you, but I still speak the lie. I don't want to make ghibat, but I still make the ghibat. Fake or true. I don't know my life really, which way I'm going. Don't know who to trust nowadays. Which channel to trust. Which media house to trust. Allah has given us a pure, absolute, true deen and a truthful Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as-sadiqul ameen. What is happening in the world right now, whether in Gaza, Palestine, Kashmir, China, there's so much news in the world, sometimes we might not even understand, but we are believing it, that Allah is so busy right now, does he know what's happening? Like Allah has lost control of the world. Allah has full control still. Allah has full control. How to get Allah's decision on our side? How do we do that? How do we get Allah to decide in favor of the Muslim Ummah? The Muslim Ummah is seeing more channels and more news. And believing the batil, the falsehood. They say, Amitul batil bitarki dhikrihi. Kill batil and falsehood by not speaking about it. Not speaking about it. What do you speak about? Subhanallah. Ulama say Allah loves to be praised. Allah loves to be praised. And how much He loves to be praised, He didn't leave it to you and me to come with our own praises. Allah revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to teach us how to praise Him also. Don't use your own words. I'll teach you how to praise me. And how much I love to be praised every rakat of salah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The entire ummah has to come unto the praise of Allah. Leave the news channels, what's happening in the world, which ships are going in, what's happening here, what's happening. Yes, we got to know a little bit what's happening in the zamana. So we can make dua accordingly. Not that we like an ostrich have the head in the ground and worry about nobody else. We have to know so we can make dua for the ummah. We can take lesson also. So what is happening in the world right now? How do I make a change? Starvation in Gaza. Children on the chest of their mothers are dying. There's no food, no water, no milk. You have to go back in the seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is that new to the ummah? 3 long years ostracized, boycotted, sanctioned in the shi'ab of Abi Talib, in the gorge, in the valley of Abu Talib. Almost 3 kilometers out of Makkah al-Mukarramah, that time Makkah al-Mukarramah. Royal family, Nabi alayhi salatu salam, Banu Hashim, Quraysh, وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَكَذَّبُوا. Mufassirin say this ayat indicates towards a deep gham and pain in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned a Rasul came from you people. He came to you from you people. This caused pain in the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam because you people know me. Not only me, you knew my father, my uncles, my grandfather, Abu Talib. My great-great-grandfather going up, they were custodians of the Haram Sharif. I'm not an ordinary person that I come to your door and knock and you spit at me and you chase me away. You know my family, our business, like in our society. You know my father, you know our business, you know where I stay, you know the home we have. And how dare you send the dogs behind me, you throw stones at me, you chase me away. And then you call me a liar. All my life you call me a sadiqul ameen. The most truthful one. The most trustworthy one. And now you call me a liar. Sorcerer. Fortune teller. That's why ulama say we avoid using the word prophet also. You look at the word prophet in the Oxford dictionary. It means a sorcerer. Fortune teller. Soothsayer. We don't say prophet. We say the messenger. He came with a message. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For 3 long years, boycott complete. No grains, no food, no wheat, no barley should go into that valley. To the extent, the riwayat and the narrations come in Hayat al-Sahaba, that the cries of the babies of Sahaba could be heard at Baytullah. Could be heard at Baytullah. Allah is all listening, Allah knew. And who's making the qurbani? The beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his Sahaba radiallahu anhum. 3 long years. With his wife, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. And their lives weren't fake lives. What was their quality? Their quality was iman and taqwa. It wasn't the price tag on the clothing. It was not the price tag on the vehicle. It was not the occasion, the function on the holiday. It was for deen. Her price tag, her value. Where she gave everything for the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Who can compare to Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha? What was her value? What was her quality? That Allah sends for her salams from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And she's making the qurbani. What must have been through her heart? Her firstborn, the Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam got nubuwwat at 40 years old. At that time Zainab was 10 years old. Young Miss Fatima radiallahu qurbani. The queen of the women of Jannah. Every action of Allah is power packed with wisdom. What's the wisdom behind this? The qudrat of Allah, the wisdom of Allah, the beauty of Allah, the jamal, the jalal of Allah, majesty of Allah, sovereignty of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Imam Ghazali rahimullah says, whatever you can ponder and think of the power of Allah, unlimited, if Allah has to unleash His power, if Allah has to send just one Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, O Jibreel, 600 wings, just open one wing, you'll cover the whole of Gaza, and more than one wing under them, and then Allah's protection. Nothing for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Imam Ghazali rahimullah says, whatever you can think of Allah, the highest level, the power of Allah, the beauty of Allah, the wisdom of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, where the minds will end, from there only the power of Allah starts. You cannot even think what is the power of Allah. What is the hikmat and the wisdom? Ya Allah, why are you holding back? For 3 years Allah held back from Sahaba radiallahu anhum and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And then finally after 3 years, when they were freed from that boycott and that valley, such a time in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, just a little while thereafter, then he loses Khadija radiallahu anha. Then he loses his uncle Abu Talib. His internal support as a Khadija, she's left with 4 daughters. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam is back home, 4 daughters, young girls. External support Abu Talib is gone. And the year is called Amul Huzn, the year of grief. Nabi of Allah also had grief. He also went through that depression. Ya Allah, how much more qurbani and sacrifice will you take from the beloved of Allah? The year of grief, it was called the year of grief. Where the grief became so heavy, so intense, the Nabi of Allah says to Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu anhu, Zayd, let's go. Let's go out of Makkah Mukarramah to find some solace, some help, some support. Let's go and talk. The Nabi of Allah makes the safar to Taif with hope in his heart that I will get some support, some help. In Gaza right now, they are hoping somebody will come, some ships will come, some people will come, break the siege. We need some food, we need support. Where are all the leaders? Where's the ummah right now? What are you all doing for us? The beloved of Allah is broken. Who will be there right now? 4 daughters at home, loses his wife, Khadija radiallahu anha, then Abu Talib, external support. Let's go to Taif. And when Nabi of Allah comes to Taif, and they also, adversity. Who are you to claim nubuwwat? Did Allah not find somebody better than you? You're a fake. And then they send the gangsters and the urchins, the street boys, behind Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, go and stone him. To this extent now, even the kuffar of Makkah, they reach when right to Taif also. Whether from Israel, whether from Israel to Qatar or to Saudi, whichever country in the world. They covered everywhere right now. And now more qurbani. Who's going to break the siege? Who's going to come to our help? Then Jibreel was sent down. O Nabi of Allah, if you wish, Allah will destroy them. Allah will destroy them. Just give the command. But then to the heart of nubuwwat, of rahmat. It's through his rahmat, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are sitting here. Then he raises the hands when he was broken. Allah create from them someone that will accept iman. Someone that will accept iman, do not destroy them. Yeah, at times, yes, we will make dua against the zalim. If hidayah is not written for them, ya Allah, remove their hand. Break their hands and remove them. But the ummah went through it already. So right now we are going through it once again. What's happening in Gaza right now should pain the heart. That is why ulama say, study the seerah. Whatever pain you're experiencing, whether depression, whether poverty, whether sickness, whether family problems, whether the daughters are divorced. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam went through every one of them. Two daughters divorced at the same time, sent back home. Why? Father tells the two sons, divorce the daughters of Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, cause him emotional pain also. Send them back. Went through that also. Daughters are back home. When the Zainab is making hijrat also, they don't allow her to make the hijrat. They drop her from the camel. She's expecting a child. They wound her. She loses the baby. She aborts the baby also. What do you call royal blood? The blood of Nubuwwat. And that too he had to go through sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now we are at this juncture in our lives, my dear brothers. What can I do? What can I do right now to change what is happening in the world and to tap into the hikmat and system of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? We only have management skills, we'll manage our lives. Ya Allah, how you want me to manage my life? That Ya Allah, you'll make the decision for the ummah. I might think that I'm just one small weakling. May ek kamzor bandahu, ana abdun da'if. Allah loves them. Allah ki madad, kamzoron ke saath hai. Allah's help is with the weak ones. We are the weak ones. The handicapped child in the home is the most loved one. Allah will feed through the handicapped one. Jamaatun in the path of Allah, they were in America, they met an American brother pushing a wheelchair with his handicapped child. Began to speak to him, brother, what are you doing? I'm an engineer was working for Boeing. What happened? He said, retrenched me. What's the reason? I'm overqualified, they can't afford me. How are you coming out every month? And he points towards his handicapped child who's in the chair. They cannot even speak, cannot even eat also. In a special wheelchair. Say, how are you coming out every month? Say, his barakat. What do you mean? We're living on his grant. You got no degree, no job, no shop, nothing. Allah is feeding the family through him. He's the weakest one in the family. Allah is sending it through him. We are the weak part of the ummah. Du'as are weak also. But how can we change it? Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, in the 17th year of Hijrah, when there was famine in Madinatul Munawwara, there was no food. Umar bin Khattab loved butter. But for that period of time, he gave up eating butter also. He would have only olive oil, he would drink olive oil. To the extent, Sahaba-e-Karam say, we could hear the grumbling of his stomach also. And then he would put his finger in his mouth and he would say, oh stomach, you may grumble as you wish to, but Umar will not eat till the ummah has food. Our Kabir are saying, our seniors are saying, if we cannot give up our luxuries and our delicacies, at least give up doubtful and haram. We can't give up our delicacies and our food and our menus and venues. At least give up our doubtful and haram activities. Having a rahmat upon the people of Gaza. Ya Allah, what is happening to them right now? Those children are becoming lifeless. Their mother's hearts are broken. There's no more tears to shed. And for us, my dear brothers, at least give up our doubtful and haram. And more important, give up our wastage and israf. Our wastage and israf. That's killing the ummah right now. This Western culture has come into our lives. Before, we remember our mothers and grannies, the child could not finish the food. It wasn't thrown in the dustbin. Little luqmas were made. And the mother would clean that plate. Now with a modern mother, And the modern attitude, the child can't finish the food, just dump it in the bin. Just dump it in the bin. It is given to somebody to consume it. But this culture of eating out and traveling overseas destinations, breakfast included, full board, half board, whatever it may be, buffet style, full the plate up, whether I can eat or I can't eat it, has become in vogue, the style, the fashion. And Western culture, don't finish all the food, leave little food behind. Why? If you finish the food, it shows you were greedy. Na'uzu billah. And the sunnah of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you don't know in which morsel there's barakat left in there. Maybe the last luqma, the last morsel, the barakat is in there. In that morsel of food will be your amal, your iman, your taqwa. And that morsel of food now will give you strength to worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The mother of before will clean the plate. She will tell the child, clean the plate will make dua for you. The riwayat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The plate will make dua for you. Now there's no more cleaning the plate. There's fork and knife. Who's going to clean the plate? The wastage. The israf. We buy things, we go shopping to buy things that we don't need because it's an offer right now. We South Africans eat food so we don't get hungry. Not because we are hungry. But Allah is still giving. Allah is still giving. Not to waste food, my dear brothers. We tell the brothers, come to the masjid also. Shab Guzari program. We're going down to eat right now. Don't waste the food. Take how much you can eat. Nobody's selling the children anymore. It's become a culture of wasting food. Just throw it away. Kuffar statistics. Kuffar statistics. They say in the world every year, 1.3 billion tons of edible food is thrown away. 1.3 billion tons of edible food, good food is thrown away. That equals to $960 billion. That food is enough. And that food is enough to sustain the population of the world that's suffering from poverty. And that food is distributed in the world, be enough to feed the poor people in the world also. Just thrown away. 40% of edible food is thrown away. How will the help of Allah come? South Africa is a few million tons also. It's thrown away. But this israf to come out, not only in the food, my dear brothers. We're not even making a tawbah for it. One is the food, one is the water. One is the water. We don't even understand what is the sunnah, the ghusl anymore. Or sunnat wuzu anymore. The amount of wastage of water in the wuzu khana. Sitting on the cell phone or using the miswak and the water is blasting away. To teach your children, you're going to wash your hands, you don't have to open the tap full blast. Why you open the hot water? You're not going to use the hot water. The child opens the hot water. I myself as a father opened the hot water. Hot water left the geyser, came into the pipe. Before it came into the tap, I closed it. That water, hot water remained in the pipe, became cold, fresh water went into the geyser, started heating. So much of israf and wastage. And I didn't make tawbah. So one is the israf and the wastage, my dear brothers, the one is tawbah. We cut down on our wastage. The time in the bathroom. We know the children only come out from the bathroom when the hot water is finished. Then they come out. So the wastage of water and food. And then to make tawbah. This is where right now you find the movement in the ummah right now, amongst the scholars and amongst the different type of ulama ikram also. Now when I lift my hands to make dua, I say, Allah forgive me. But there's no real major sin in my mind. Nothing major in my life. Nothing major anymore. All the major sins have become minor or nothing. We don't hear after Asr and Yawmul Jumu'ah somebody crying. We go to the Rawdah Mubarak, nobody's crying really. Nobody is crying over the sins. There's nothing major left. It's all like I got no guna anymore. To start soul searching, Ya Allah, what gunas do I have in my life? Just blocking the decision of Allah to help the Muslim Ummah. Just two things. We try, my dear brothers, to take stock of ourselves, the israf in my life, the wastage, and to make real tawbah and istighfar, not only for myself, for the Ummah. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to make amal. Wa akhiru dua alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.